Huh.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, well, you want the news? I'll give you some news. It is my birthday today. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I love birthdays. I know I'm eventually going to not like birthdays because I'm not going to be pretty excited about my age. I'm 41 today. 41. Remember when our parents were 41, how old we thought they were? Boy, we were idiots. 41 is nothing. I'm a young spring chicken. 41 years old. I got to tell you, my body, though, doesn't feel like it. You know, I wake up this morning, you know, my husband was up before me, right? So, you know, I already know there's some, you know, turning of the tides when my husband wakes up before me. Well, actually, I was up at 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. to get up to go to the bathroom. So that's also a big change, but I was able to fall back asleep. So he's up before me. And of course, you know, I get out of bed and I'm limping to get to the toilet because I have plantar fasciitis and my legs are all stiff and my Achilles were tight, and I finally straightened my back, and, you know, and it just, that's being in your 40s. I'm not sure what being my 50s or 60s is going to be like, but I got to tell you, with God's help, I am looking forward to it because it's better than the alternative. So thank you all for the birthday wishes this week. I don't take off on my birthday. I don't think I've ever taken off on my birthday. I don't know what I would do with myself. I have to work. You know, I mean, we have a show to do. It's a live show. I'm gonna be here. I don't take off on my birthday. Now, don't worry. My staff, when they want to take off, they do. Yeah, you know, oh, it's my birthday. And I go, wait a second. Wasn't it your birthday last month? No. Today's my birthday. Oh, you took off last month. All right, fine. Okay. But, you know, I mean, in my office, I let everybody take off. But me, no. Because what am I supposed to do at 10 in the morning on your birthday? So I can't sleep in. I'm already up. You know, the kids are, you know, kids want to be fed. They do that. I know they're out of school. Oh, gosh, they've been fighting. Can the kids please go back to school, please? It's only June. I'm ready for them to go back to school. I can't wait another 8 weeks. But anyway, so I'm up. We are rocking and rolling. And honestly, we have a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. All right, so it looks like a judge in Italy has ruled that the MMR vaccine did cause autism in a young boy who appeared to be completely healthy prior to the MMR shot. This could be a huge change for how the medical community looks at the MMR vaccine, or couldn't it? People could just say, nah, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Also, big news this week was with the Jerry Sandusky trial. The judge yesterday allowed Jerry Sandusky's defense to use the histrionic personality disorder defense. I know. What? That has got to be the worst defense ever. For those of you that haven't been listening to my show all week, I'll just give you a quick rundown of what that could mean and the implications. In medical technology news, which we're going to talk about later today, there's a breathalyzer test that they have developed where you breathe in to the tube or the apparatus, and it could possibly detect, actually, it could pretty effectively detect up to 80% of the time lung cancer and breast cancer. This is a fascinating new advancement. We did discuss to see if this could possibly translate into being used for colon cancer, but then, of course, we wouldn't be able to use our breath. It would probably have to be a sort of air expulsion from another orifice. But I got to tell you, it may work. So I'm excited for the colon cancer example of this one. So we'll talk about that. And a huge study came out this week saying children who are raised by gay or lesbian parents fare far worse than if they were raised by heterosexual people, whether they are single or in a married setting or a coupled setting. So we got a lot to talk about, but I want to hear from you. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And by the way, happy Father's Day. We got Father's Day coming up. Yay, the daddies. Yay, happy Father's Day to daddies. By the way, this week, I really strongly urge you to try to listen to some of this week's shows. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. I basically ripped ladies a new one on some of their prior Father's Day gifts and why Father's Day gifts should be probably the exact opposite of what you think your man wants. Okay? They don't want cologne. They don't want a spa package. They probably don't want things for the grill. I think fathers really want either, like, you know, a Sports Illustrated subscription, or they want you and the kids to just leave for the weekend and take your mother with them. I gave you guys some ideas because I really want you to make this Father's Day special. Honestly, daddies work so, so hard. My daddy's up there in heaven, and he probably doesn't want to be bugged. I know my father, he would always say, don't bug me. Don't bug me. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Don't bug. You bug me. You talk too much. You know how we play that music on my show? You talk too much. I say you never shut up. One of the reasons why I play that song as part of my bumper is because it reminds me of my dead father. Because my father, when he was alive, would always tell me that I talk too much and to leave him alone. So, you know, think about it. You know, ask dads, go, what do you really, really want? Do you want to go to dinner with my mother and all the kids? Do you want to do a barbecue where we make you, you know, slave over the barbecue for 3-4 hours on a hot Sunday afternoon, or do you want to be left alone? I bet you most dads are going to say, leave me alone. Everybody go. Yeah, go. And that's probably a nice Father's Day gift, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Oh, by the way, I guess a report came out yesterday saying it's going to cost over $235,000 now if you get pregnant. If you get pregnant, to rear or take care of that baby up until they move out of the house at age 18. Now, I'm going to shave off a couple grand by kicking the kids out earlier. Don't tell them. Shh. You know, lie. Child, you're 18 right now. But, Mom, I can't even drive, and I'm a sophomore in high school. Because that's a lot of money. $235,000. And that does not include college. Because, remember, this is before they turn 18. Yeah, don't have a Doogie Howser. I don't know how you guys do it. If you guys have a kid that's already taking college classes in high school, I don't know how you do it. Yeah, what did you do wrong there? Come on, people. We're in a recession. Anyway, that doesn't include their texting fees. It doesn't include their smartphones. It's housing and food. I know, we're going to top ramen probably tomorrow for Father's Day. Splurge. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in addition to the study this week that discussed how children of lesbian and gay parents, quote unquote, fare worse, which was hugely controversial, and a lot of people found fault with the study. I did too, but I'll tell you about it. Another study, another analysis came out saying a previous study back in 2005 who said children are no way disadvantaged if they are reared by lesbian parents or gay parents is inadequate, that they don't have enough evidence to claim that they're was no disadvantage. So this is brought to the forefront this week, the huge controversy of same-sex parents and parenting. All right, now what did they find? Well, they said they found, okay, according to the second study, those who knew that the mothers had had a lesbian relationship fared, quote-unquote, significantly worse on measures of educational attainment, household income, more depression, more marijuana use, more often reported forced sexual encounters, felt less close to their biological mother, felt less safe and secure in their family of origin, had more often pled guilty to a minor criminal offense, and were more likely to be on public assistance. Now, that they're claiming occurs, this is what they claim occurs in a child raised by a lesbian mom. Those who knew their fathers had a gay relationship were more likely to have been arrested, to have thought recently about suicide, to feel depressed, to report sexually transmitted diseases, and to have experienced forced sex. They say 23% of young adults who knew their mother to have had a gay relationship reported being forced to have sexual contact with a parent or adult caregiver, while only 2% of intact families with a mother and father reported such contact. Now, this, of course, completely blew up, all right? Many experts on the subject on both sides were like, okay, wait a second, what are you talking about? All right, how many people are you looking at? Where is this founded? And, of course, it brought to light, again, the issue of same-sex marriage and adoption. And so we spent a significant amount of time this week, and I know many of you have sent emails. I'm probably not going to be able to read the emails on today's show. We did go through many of them this week, and I know we have some of your calls right now, so I'll try to get to them. But what I did this week is explain to you some of the experiences I've had with my patients and families, all right? And I've kind of reviewed with you how common homosexuality is and how common homosexuals living in a heterosexual situation is, such that when I was in medical school, we were taught that one in eight people were homosexual. One in six people have had a homosexual experience. Now, I know many of you are thinking that's, you know, pretty large, and that's a large part of the population, and it is. It is. We have a huge gay population. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, remember that gentleman that died last week, the day before his cardiac stress test because he cheated on his wife? But he cheated on his wife in a menage a trois with a male and a female. People having same-sex relations is a lot more common than we think. And so we have a stereotype, many people, and I read some of the emails where they were stereotyping. Well, one email said, well, if the boy is growing up in a family of two gay men and they have parties, then during the parties, there's all these gay men kissing each other and making out. Well, look, I've been to heterosexual parties and people are making out on the couch. All right. Yeah. The gay parties I've been to, because I have a lot of gay friends. No, nobody's really making out on the couch. So, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes and stigmas attached. But I want to hear some of your thoughts. Personally, I think a lot more work has to be done. And I've told you all how I felt this week. I've seen too many kids in heterosexual relationships be abused and neglected, that I am just for, across the board, anybody who's going to love that kid and anybody who's going to support that kid and raise that kid, I'm for. Whether they're homosexual, whether they're straight, whether they're like menage a trois, whether they don't like to have sex, whatever. Okay? I see too many kids neglected in any particular parental situation. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Even though the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community fought legislation to remove from the American Medical Association's book of psychiatric issues that homosexuality is a mental defect.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the reason why that the mass suicides, the second largest group of homo sapiens that commit suicide is homosexuals? Is that because the body's trying to rid itself of its physiological, psychological disease of homosexuality, since it ends in depopulation of its own species and it can only breed off of heterosexual species? That's my question. Answer that one.
Yeah, I don't know. No, well, I mean, here's the thing. Remember, you know, it's the restrictions society puts on people. I mean, I don't know if your numbers are right, right? By the way, I mean, a study did come out saying actually our U.S. troops are probably one of the higher groups of suicide affected people. And in fact, they say suicide is the second cause of death in our U.S. troops. So if we're seeing a rise in suicide rates, I think we're seeing it in our blessed military, which is something that we're going to probably discuss on another show, because we have to support our troops a hell of a lot more than we've been doing. God bless them all. You know, this Darwinian theory of selection, I would say the Darwinian theory, if there is one, and if that's what you're trying to allude to, would be that, you know, a homosexual couple can't procreate. But if homosexual couples can't procreate, why is it 1 in 8? All right. You know, why is homosexuality so prevalent? All right. And then we discussed also, you know, you have many, many people. There's three types of groups that homosexuals may fall into. One is where they've always known, they've been happy with it. All right. And, you know, never felt like they had to hide it. And those groups seem to be very psychologically healthy. Then you have the next group where they really, really couldn't tell until high school, college. They really weren't sure. They didn't kind of care when they were a kid. Then they're kind of high school age, adult, you know, teenage age. They kind of figure it out. They come out in their 20s, or they don't come out, you know, and they're confused and they don't know what they want to do. Those people seem to have a lot of psychological, kind of internal strife. Until they seem to, and what we found psychologically, they do better when they decide to come out. And then you have the group which who will deny it till the day they die. And they will be a part of a family. They will marry. They will never give in to those tendencies. They will never admit it. They will have children. Many times we see them divorce. Many times we see them come in for depression and anxiety, and I see them come in, right, because they're not really living a life or expressing the passion they want to live. And those people seem to have the most psychological turmoil. There is an argument that maybe those people could be more prone to suicide, but I really haven't seen any significant studies on that. I haven't, but what I think a lot of people realize is when they talk about, you know, we can't have gay marriage and we can't have a gay parenting, etc., you're already having it, okay? Many people that are gay are raising kids in heterosexual relationships. It's just nobody knows they're gay. And I got to tell you, these kids are still doing well, all right? Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you were just talking about this study about kids that are raised in gay households, and I gotta say everyone has an equal chance of growing up, you know, screwed up in different ways because nobody's perfect. But I think in a lot of gay households, what you really have is you have these kids growing up, and it's not their households that are screwed up, but it's the way that everybody treats them around their parents being the way they are and hearing how people talk derogatorily about how their parents are. And I think that stuff can really mess with people as they grow up and mature. So I just wanted to pass that along. Thanks a lot.
No, that's a good point. You know, yes, we are worried about, you know, stigmas. But, you know, speaking of stigmas, my kids have to go to school every day with, you know, their schoolmates and classmates knowing that their mom does the Dr. Dahlia show. And their heads hang low, right? Especially when I make them wear the Dr. Dahlia t-shirt. And, you know, remember, they're going to school with people, and many of them are liberals, going, your mom is the one that's right-wing and this and that and this and that. And honestly, no, I don't think I'm right-wing. I think I'm very, very moderate on many issues, including the social issues and gay marriage and gay rights, et cetera. I'm very, very moderate and open. And so my kids, you know, have the stigma of being, you know, my children. And you want to know what? They're just going to have to live with it, all right? You know, God put them in my uterus, all right? They could have landed in any other uterus, but they landed in mine. All right, don't go away. We got to talk about Jerry Sandusky being histrionic, and if that okays him being a pedophile, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yesterday on my show, I had a clip of that reporter who was heckling President Obama when he was giving his speech defending his idea of stopping deportation and giving hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of work grants to illegal immigrants, and it was actually pretty funny because you could see President Obama kind of going off his course, right, not being able to re-catch up with the teleprompter, and he was kind of upset to say, please, I'm still talking, wait till I finish, and he kind of got thrown off a little bit. You would think the president now in this day and age would be able to, like, you know, snap right to it. Right, you know, be able to deal. Well, you would think he would expect people to be a little upset. You guys heard about that, right? Right? Let's just stop the deportation. Let's give thousands upon thousands upon thousands of, I'm hearing sources of anywhere up to 2 to 3 million, 800,000 to 2 to 3 million, all right, depend on where you read this, of people between the ages 16 and 30 will now be given work permits if they were brought here illegally. And they're now going to compete with those of us that are unemployed and are U.S. citizens and have been paying taxes and putting our blood, sweat, and tears into this beautiful, fine country of ours. So it's going to be a pretty nasty next few days in Washington. It's going to be a nasty next few months. But the reason why I brought it up this week is because I've been watching the Greek health system really closely. And Greek is already on the verge of Greece is already on the verge of collapse, but the Greek health system is just crumbling as we speak. And putting off, the doctors are exhausted, they're overworked, they're putting off treatments and operations and rationing medicines. It is a complete disaster. And, you know, you look at what's going on in Greece, and you're like, can you imagine if anybody is coming there illegally and trying to take a job or use any of the resources, what do you think the Greek government would do? Right? You know, and here we are in America going, oh, not only, you know, no, not only can you come in, we won't kick you out, and you can also take jobs away from our Americans. What are they thinking? You cannot heal others if you aren't healed yourself. All right? America is sick right now. We are very sick. We have probably if I could use an analogy, a purulent staph MRSA, MRSA, staph aureus boil on our butt that's spreading to our axilla, spreading into our lymphatic system, and probably turning us septic. Okay, that is the medical analogy of where we are in this government economically wise and healthcare wise. And as much as I want America to be the beacon of hope for everyone around the world, and as much as I want to help everybody, no matter where they're from, we are in no position to help others when we ourselves are sick. All right. And I am scared to death that what is happening to us is just months away from what is right now going on in Greece. And I just think somebody in Washington needs to get their act together. All right. Now, speed again, your act together. By the way, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Follow me on Twitter. All right. Dr. Dahlia on Twitter, and follow me on Facebook. I realize my being on air 16 hours a week is just not enough for you all. I know I should be on all the time, but, you know. FCC won't allow it. So, please follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. What's just blown me away is this whole Jerry Sandusky case and the defense. I've been dying. You know, I have an affinity towards law. I like law. I was always thinking about getting my JD after I got my MD. I just thought it'd be great to have all these letters after my name, and I love law, especially after my cousin Vinny, right? So anyway, I'm a huge, huge fan of law. So when this whole Jerry Sandusky trial came, I'm like, all right, I'm dying to see what the defense is going to come up with. And what did they come up with? Histrionic personality disorder. Really? You guys know what histrionics are, right? Histrionics. And by the way, if any of you are histrionic, oh my gosh, I feel so sorry for you, because now the media is going to link you with pedophilia, which is completely wrong. Histrionics are people, usually, it affects maybe 2 to 3% of the population, but it's usually women. And they're kind of seductive, emotionally vulnerable, and they feel very weak and inferior. And so they will inappropriately use seductivity to enhance their self-esteem. And I liken it to, there was this one movie called Color of Night with Bruce Willis, and there was a woman there. And I forget, many of you would recognize if you saw the movie, but she was a histrionic. She would wear low-cut blouses. She would always be very flirtatious. And it's kind of like, imagine a boardroom with a woman being in the middle of a boardroom while everybody else is wearing suits. And she's kind of dressed like a hoochie mama, and she's trying to flirt as you go. That's kind of a histrionic. All right. And it's not that they're slutty. It's that they're using that as a means to enhance their self-esteem. Although many people that are slutty there could be an argue histrionic. Now, you'll see in the news, everybody's going to say Marilyn Monroe was a histrionic. I don't know. Marilyn Monroe, remember, was playing a character. Just like Dr. Dahlia is supposed to be the epitome of sexuality, right? That's a character. Anybody that really knows Dr. Dahlia Wax, not sexy at all. Okay, so Marilyn Monroe, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, very sexy. But, All right. No, but I mean, Marilyn Monroe was not being a sex symbol to be a histrionic. That was her character. Whether in her private life she seduced multiple people inappropriately and used her sex inappropriately, that's a whole another story. But that's what a histrionic does. And I don't think in Marilyn Monroe's history she was doing inappropriate conduct. I think when she went to a meeting or whatever, you know, she dressed, and when they told her to undress, they told her to undress and wear the dress and stand over the the air conditioning and let the skirt fly. That doesn't mean she's a histrionic. So here we have somebody who allegedly sexually assaulted multiple boys, witnessed, writing them love letters, threatening them, bribing them, threatening them. We have the alleged victims going through their testimony saying they were screaming, they were, et cetera, and going through such turmoil, and they're saying, why did this happen? Well, he was a histrionic. And because he was a histrionic, he wasn't molding these children to molest them. He was doing it for his psyche. He was a victim of his psyche and had to use these boys to improve his self-esteem. Now, I wish I could say what I want to say on air, but I would be fired on the spot. All right, but let's just say it's in the same theme as baloney, okay? All right, when somebody decides to sexually assault or manipulate a child into having a sexual relationship with them, that has nothing to do with them having a histrionic personality disorder. They are pedophiles. They are sexual predators, and they are picking these children because they are a weaker partner. Why didn't Jerry Sandusky go to the linebackers? If he wanted love and he wanted acceptance, why didn't he approach the linebackers or the running backs or the fullbacks in the locker room, in the showers? No, he went to boys. A histrionic is seductive all over. A histrionic will seduce grown-ups. Histrionics don't usually seduce children. And the reason why I'm so upset with this is anybody who's had a histrionic personality disorder can now be wrongly stereotyped as being a pedophile. Now, if, and I was talking about this yesterday, if defense attorneys all over the nation are watching this one, their mouths are watering. Because if the judge, and Judge John Cleland allowed this, and if there is any success by the defense team in lowering Jerry Sandusky's sentence, because he had a quote-unquote condition that needed to be satisfied by assault of young boys, then I am just waiting for the diabetes defense. Well, Judge, my client has diabetes, and we know they need to burn calories. And so for him to stay active and burn calories, he had to have sex with young boys. Oh, you're right. Charges all dropped. You kidding me? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. We got a breathalyzer test that finds cancer. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Passed. I hope you all are going to have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. My father used to always say, I talk too much and I never shut up. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I love my father. I mean, he was right. I mean, you can't, you know, blame him or criticize him for being correct. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got David on the line. David, where are you calling from?
Well, hi, doctor. I'm out in San Francisco. And
awesome.
Yeah, I was listening to this with interest Beck, in fact, it was interesting. I had never heard that description of Histronics. I'll have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that if he's trying to use this as his defense, then basically who is he trying to impress? In other words, if he's, you know, I mean, what's his demographics, you know?
Yeah, and then also somebody can make an argument, well, if this really, all right, if his psyche is that in need of stroking, let's say, for lack of a better word, by relationships with young boys, then he and his psyche need to be locked up for life, period.
Well, it's interesting because I don't know if you I got out here to San Francisco in 1990, right after some of the priest abuse cases started to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And the big name at that time was a Monsignor Greenlaw. And Greenlaw was actually the West Coast head of Opus Dei. And Greenlaw was interesting because he had been taking he had been pocketing the money from a variety of different diocese plates, you know, mm-hmm, the people who mm-hmm. donate their money every week, tithing
yeah.
and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was able to gather so much money that he had 9 houses here in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, this is at a time when each house was probably worth $500,000, and the church would refuse to prosecute him for stealing from the plate because they considered it the church's money, and since he represented the church, he could do whatever with, he wanted with that money.
Whoa.
And so Greenlaw is an amazing case because they he used to take these kids up to Hetch Hetchy, which is a dam way up in the Yosemite Mountains, mm-hmm. and, you know, rape these kids up there.
Oh,
and
my.
He was technically on San Francisco land when he did it, so the prosecutor could prosecute him. You know, even though he was like 150 miles away from town here, technically, since the city owned that land, he was liable for prosecution yeah. in the city of San Francisco. But he was interesting because they started closing down a whole bunch of these dioceses here in San Francisco in order to pay off his debt, and they were closing off the wealthiest dioceses in order to pay off his debt. They weren't closing down the broke ones, they were closing down the rich ones.
Wow.
And he really stirred up a lot of financial collapses in the city here.
And he never went to jail.
Wrap it up,
he never went to jail.
No, and he actually got called back to the Vatican, and he's sitting in the Vatican now with a promotion. And that leads to where I was really going to go with it, and you were starting to, and that's that rape is a thing of power. It's not
right.
a thing of sexuality.
Exactly.
And the more I've learned about sports figures and people in, you know, caught up in these incidents of the pederasty is that they're liable for blackmail.
Yes.
So say, for example, you're an altar boy and you get raped by one of these priests and you stay silent all your life. That guy can blackmail you the rest of your
yes,
life.
Yes, exactly.
And if you
exactly.
become a police,
yeah.
if you become a mayor or a police chief or a position of power in your local town, you can be blackmailed by the Vatican or by the, you know, whoever the molester is.
No, absolutely.
And I've always wondered. Yeah, I've always wondered whether the Vatican and some of these sports figures are actually being blackmailed in this way, and that. You know, I've heard a lot about sports figures who essentially, you know, they end up with crippled injuries and they end up broke at the end of their lives. And it's, you know, were they molested and risen to sports, you know, they became sports figures because they acceded to the rape, and then their money was essentially looted from
right.
them while they were wealthy.
Whoa,
and
David,
you look at it as a
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Look at it as a power relationship.
True.
Hey, it sounds like you're breaking up, but...
Yeah, Dave, let me let you... Yeah, you sounds like you're breaking up, too. But, David, God bless you. Have a great weekend, and thank you. Thank you for your call. Now, absolutely. We spent a huge amount of time on that this week, where when somebody does perform any sexual assault or abuse, et cetera, they pick a victim who's weaker. And it's not that they wanted love or that they were horny or et cetera. It's a power play. These people are addicted to the power of it. And, you know, many people are saying, wait a second, why are all these victims coming out now? Really, it's for money. No. If you're a victim, if this happened to you when you were a boy and you're being threatened by allegedly Jerry Sandusky or whoever, that they're going to throw you back in the clink, or they're going to, you know, make you go back to Skid Row, or they're going to tell everybody, you're going to be afraid, and then you're going to be embarrassed, and you're going to just wish it all went away. So, you know, until people feel comfortable. In fact, if there's any good to this Jerry Sandusky, I always try to look at the silver lining, is one of my patients said her son came forward to her just last week and said that somebody in the family had years ago molested him. And he was so embarrassed to bring it up, but he feels like this is a topic he could probably talk about because people are talking about it now. So, usually nobody will talk, which is why it's so underestimated on how much of this is going on. This is the Dr. Dahlia show for those of you joining us. Really quickly, in medical news, there's a new device that, may be on the market soon once they put the finishing touches on it. It's a breathalyzer that has been able to detect lung cancer and breast cancer. Apparently, there's certain antigens that you give off when you do have cancer cells. And in the breath, they have been able to pick it up. They say they've been able to pick it up with 80% specificity. Not too bad. Not too bad. I don't know what the sensitivity is, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper than PET scans and CAT scans. My only concern is by the time it does get picked up in the breath, you know, are we talking stage one, stage two, et cetera? But, you know, people are trying to find, you know, other ways to look for, screen for breast cancer without having to go through the embarrassing mammogram. And, you know, if they're able to do tests such that they could, you know, this is Star Trek cool. Breathalyzer, really? Just kind of blow on it. I'm not 100% sold on it, but I really dig the idea behind it. And I think they're onto something. I think that's pretty cool. Also in medical news today, an Italian judge has awarded a family a settlement because their son, when he received the MMR vaccine at 15 months, quote unquote, acquired autism. They say the boy prior to the injection at 15 months was alert. He was talking, saying mommy, daddy, able to play with his toys after the shot fairly quickly. He stopped speaking, wasn't able to hold a pencil, and had signs of a progressive developmental disorder. Now, this is a landmark case because most cases thus far have proven that autism is genetically related, and which is something I do believe in. I believe that, you know, children with autism, it is within the genes. However, I don't think anybody in the medical community will say anything out there is 100% safe. All right? Nothing is 100% safe, right? Shot, a CAT scan with contrast, a Tylenol. Nothing is ever 100% safe. So what I'm hoping this study does is not close any more minds with these scientists. I hope they continue to still do research and see maybe there's an autism-like disorder that could be occurring very, very rarely. We need to still open our eyes to it. Do I still think vaccines are safe? Absolutely. But this case is definitely bringing a lot of attention to the autism subject. All right. Please stay tuned with us. Have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday. Y'all take care. God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little
white church. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.